Last Word on Today FM.
Charlie Weston, our money man, the personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us, and let's talk about health insurance premiums. With about half the people in the country with private health insurance, and for all the talk in recent years that more competition would help to move prices down, it hasn't, has it?
It hasn't, Matt. No, we got a new player in at the end of last year, backed by Aviva Level Health. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is just a raft of increases, an absolute raft of increases. Yesterday, VHI were the latest, and that came just a few days after Leia and Irish Life Health also announced increases. Now, all of these are a succession of increases. Like, we had VHI are announcing increases for October, but they also increased in March. Some of their corporate plans went up in August. Leia has had two increases. Irish Life, two increases in this year as well. So, you know, when you come to renew, this won't affect you, Matt, if you're still in contract.
Oh, I was just wondering about that, because I renewed private health insurance cover for my family at the start of June. And I was actually quite shocked. I took two of my adult children off, said, it's time for you to look after yourself. You do it for yourself. And my monthly repayments, with two of them gone, are still higher than it was when they were on because of the increases that took place in the last year. And I'm looking at this going, I mean, is my monthly repayment going to continue going up even in this 12-month contract?
Well, now, you're safe for a year. You sign a one-year contract, 12-month contract, so you're good for a year. But when you come to renew, Matt, you're going to find again, everybody will find that plan will have gone up. Look at, you know, they are increasing 84 of their plans at the moment, VHI 50. 99 Irish Life ones, and as I say, it's the second increase. So you'll find that your 12 months is up, your plan cost will have gone up. Plus, they're cutting the benefits as well, Matt, particularly on sort of refunds for going to a GP or a consultant or whatever. They're also retiring a lot of the plans. You know, 22 Irish Life plans are being retired. They're all retiring some of the plans.
Why is that?
That's a good thing in a way. Some of the very old plans.
Yeah, and also
there's too many out there.
And that's just confusing as to what you get.
It is confusing. So people are in for a shock when they come to renew. And over the next couple of months, about 1.25 million people will be renewing their cover.
But don't pay them
an extra cent, Matt. Do not pay them an extra cent.
You're probably looking
at me going, what is Weston talking about now? You can get around some of this by being smart. There's a few things you need to do. When it comes to the time for you to renew, give yourself a couple of weeks beforehand, set out an hour or two, ring them up. You'll probably be waiting on the phone for a while. Get talking to them. Explain what plan you're on. Here's your budget. Because they're going to send you a letter when you're due to renew. They'll tell you what the new cost is on the same plan. They won't tell you what you paid last year. So you'll have to dig it out. And you will find it's probably up 500 euros for a family. Tell them, this is your budget. You're not moving from this. This is what you paid last year. You're not going up. And you want similar benefits. Tell us what plans you have and get them to include the corporate plans. The corporate plans they don't tell you about because they sell them to the big American companies that buy health insurance for all the staff.
But why would you be entitled to a corporate plan if you're not employed by the company that gets the plan?
They're out there and they're available to everybody. They're just designed to be marketed at those big American corporations, those companies that buy health insurance.
But everyone's eligible for them.
Everybody's entitled to them. You won't know the name of them because they've all got silly names. The VHI ones are called PMI 123 or whatever. You tell them, list all the plans you have in my budget range with similar benefits, include the corporate plans because I'm not paying a cent more, I can't afford to. And be prepared maybe, Matt, if it's hard to get to the budget that you want, maybe take on a little bit of an extra excess. That's the amount, if you have to go into hospital, you have to cover the first 100 euros or something. And maybe don't go for a private room in a hospital, go for a semi-private room.
You see, this is what I was going to ask you, is if you actually say, I'm spending X and I'm not going to spend X plus 10%, it has to be X again next year, are they not going to reduce the services available to you by 10 or 20 or even more percent, that you'll spend as much money buying something that's inferior to the cover that you have at present?
This is not fail-safe, but they have so many plans, and some of them are realising that it's become a real problem here. Affordability has become a real issue. The market is stagnant at the moment. A lot of people are taking their kids off cover. There's no particular growth in the market at the moment. And the health insurers realise that, you know, they're saying they're being forced to pass on costs that are coming to them from private hospitals. But they do realise there's a real affordability issue here. So they are introducing some decent plans that are cheaper. They do also have a range of plans, and those corporate plans tend to have better benefits, tend to be better value. So ask them about those. You can, Matt, you can get the cost down.
Are these private hospitals, though, actually charging the health insurers more money?
They are. And what they will say is, look, their staff costs are up, their other costs are up, medical inflation is a massive issue. There is an enormous demand for procedures at the moment. And, Matt, they've become an awful lot more efficient. You know, they were able to do maybe, you know, a couple of hip replacements a week previously. They can do an awful lot more now. They're turning around far more people. So the costs are up. If the demand is up and they're able to process people through these procedures faster, the costs are going through the roof. And the health insurers are like rabbits caught in the headlights here. They don't know what to do. And their only response is to keep passing on extra premium rates to consumers. And it's become unsustainable. It's dysfunctional. It's out of whack at the moment. So consumers need to do a bit of work on this to make sure that they're not going to get duped into paying more when it comes to renewal.
Okay. You have more bad news for people, for homeowners. Talk to us about potential increases in local property taxes from November.
Well, Matt, there's a couple of things happening in November. It's due again in November for a re-evaluation. In other words, you know, there hasn't been a property evaluation since 2021.
And house prices have gone up considerably since
house prices are up 23% on average. If you go outside of Dublin, parts of the border, they're up 33%. So, you know, that could produce a real massive increase in the tax. So the government are doing a few things here. They're widening the bands that apply. So, you know, you have the value band that your property fits into. They're reducing the rate of the tax as well, the rate that it's charged at. It's going down to 0.09%.
I'm sorry, this isn't going to be in the next October's budget. This is something the government's already announced, isn't it? Because I think we had Pascal Donoghue, the finance minister, with us on this. Yeah. And wasn't he claiming that 95, 96% of homeowners will stay within their existing band?
Yeah.
And that they'll only pay a small increase, could be between 5 and 25 euro per annum.
The department are insisting, look, that there'll only be between 5 and 25 euro extra a year for most people. But, the councils have discretion to adjust the property tax up or down 15%. 20 of the 31 local authorities in the country have voted to increase by the maximum 15%. So in you know, places like Carlow, Waterford, these kind of places, they're going for the full increase in the discretionary local adjustment factor.
You can tell that there isn't going to be local elections until 2029 when that happens, don't you? They hope people have forgotten by then.
Exactly.
So basically, even if your house is left in the same band because of the government adjustments, you could find yourself paying a lot more because of essentially the reduction that many of the councils of 15% had in place is going to be removed.
Yeah, they've gone, you know, they want to generate more money for their local authority, which is fair enough, to build roads and repair roads, footpaths, etc. So in some cases, you could be looking at 170, 160 euros extra because of that local adjustment factor. So people need to watch out for this. So I think there could be a bit of a backlash when all of this kind of comes into play in November. So it could be a triple whammy. You have, you know, higher valuations because of the revaluation. You have changed bands, and then you have this local adjustment factor coming into play as well, Matt. So it could be an awkward one. People need to watch it because the government are admitting, look, they're going to raise an extra 45 million. That will have to be paid for. That will be paid for by punters. And they expect to bring in about 633 million this year. That's way up from about 500 million previously. So I think there will be a hit here. I think people are going to be annoyed about it. And people need to watch out about it. 20 of the 31 local authorities are going to charge the maximum 15% increase that they have discretion to add into the tax.
Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent, thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.